Hi, it's Selena, and I'm making this recording for you because I wanted to talk a bit about the intuitive body and share some information with you. When I refer to the intuitive body in the copy of my website and our teachings, I'm talking about the higher wisdom, the energy that is in all of us that we brought into our physical body as we incarnate. The intuitive body is another phrase for our knowing, our sensing, our connection to the divine. It's actually the divine within us. And our intuitive body manifests in physicality in our daily life, even in ways when we're not recognizing it. This is how it shows up. It might look like patience. Our intuitive body might manifest as kindness, as understanding, as wisdom, as gratitude, as grace, as tolerance. These are words we've heard, but we haven't connected those words, those states of being, to an actual energetic body. And now we can. These are indeed physical manifestations of that higher knowing within you. Come into physical world. And in the work of practical spirituality, our work is to build our intuitive body as if it were a muscle, any other muscle in our physical body. And we do that by activating the muscle. And so in practical spirituality, when we are in an event, an emotionally charged event, an event where our thinking is all we can access, our mind is busy or racing, or we are stuck in our low-level energy field called the egoic mind. We're in the me, I place. We can respond by bringing in a face of love. We also can respond to events in our daily life from our intuitive body. If someone cuts you off on the road and you find yourself going to an angry response, I can help you to train yourself to observe that, see the emotional response happening, and immediately bring in and respond to your life, the irritations, the difficulties, the challenges, with a specific part of the intuitive body, a specific visual face of love. Is it patience? Is it kindness? Is it tolerance? When we take the steps to bring awareness to the states we hold that do not serve, negative thoughts, highly emotional states, and we choose then to see which face of love serves us and others best at that moment, and we actually bring that into our energy field. We experience that face of love. We are building the intuitive body. Go to the gym, work out your arm. You can't work out your bicep without picking up the weight and doing the repetition over and over and over. Looking at the weight, noticing the weight, is not going to build your bicep, but choosing to pick up the weight and use it well. And we do that with our intuitive body. I hope this has been helpful for you. Our intuitive body, it's the energy we all have. I want to help you to bring that energy as a response mechanism in your life 24/7. If you have questions about the intuitive body, if you want to learn how to bring it into your life, if you want to learn how to make your life your practice by building your intuitive body, reach out to me, selena@selenamachaya.com. I'll set up a free 20-minute Skype or phone call, and I'll answer your questions. I'll ask you a few of my own. And we'll see if my teaching is right for you. Thanks for your time. I look forward to hearing from you soon.